Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so sleepy, so very sleepy. I'm so sleepy, I don't know what to do. I'm so sleepy, I can't go right now. I'm as sleepy as me. I'm so sleepy.
On air for 8 minutes.
I'm so sleepy, I don't know what to do. But if I hold my furry eyes, I'm gonna go right to sleep. So very sleepy. I'm so sleepy, I don't know what to do. If I close my pretty eyes to sleep, that's what I'm gonna do.
You gotta close them eyes to go to sleep, girl. Quit playing, girl. You gotta close them eyes.
I'm so sleepy.
Quit trying to eat my butt.
No bed be sleepy. I'm so sleepy. I don't know what to do. My pretty eyes to
all that singing and dancing, you're going to put me to sleep.
Hello.
Kim?
How are you?
Good. my computer was still thinking. I'm like, I don't know if it clicked in or not.
Yeah, but I can hear you. I can hear you on the air.
Oh, okay. Okay, heard me talking to my mom and my niece.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm supposed to be able to hear you. But that's basically the switchboard. When you see numbers pop up, you hit the X to unmute people. That puts them on the air. You hit blue to mute them again, which silenced them.
Okay.
Your host pin, all your information should be going up on your studio. All your information should be going on the top. You got a meter up there that tells you how much time you have left. You got a big red button up there that says end episode. If you hit that button, it will end the entire episode.
Okay. And then because the show is like, what is it, from like 7 to 9? Is that the time we see it? I think that's what it is.
I don't know. What about it? I can't remember. I'll tell you in a minute.
Me neither. I got to look at the little flyer you made. But do I have to do, like, commercials or anything?
You don't have to, but when you go into the audio, if you look to the right-hand side, right across from your numbers, you'll see songs. You'll see some audio. And
okay.
You can play music. I think there's an applause button where you can do applauses.
Okay.
The whole nine yards. So you can play music. You can go into audio and learn how to upload your audio if it's different songs that you want to play. Because I think we can have as many as 15 in the list at a time. So you can go when you go in your dashboard, because you won't be using this channel. This is not the channel you'll be using. You'll be using the first channel I gave you. We just came here so you can get trained.
I gotcha.
But that first one with the Black Rain 2012, that's the one you'll be using, but it's the exact same thing.
Okay.
The studio looks the same. Everything looks exactly the same.
Okay.
So like I said, you got your audio over there. You can play audio. When you go on your dashboard, like when you log in and you hit dashboard, there's a section that says audio clips. And you click that section.
Yeah, I see it on the side over here, too.
Yeah, and it'll give you the option to upload audio. And I think you can upload MP4s, I think. I know you can upload MP3s. I know you can upload waves. So it just has to be in the proper format, and it'll upload.
I'll just use what y'all got.
Okay. You'll get used to it. You will get used to it. If you're dealing with somebody that needs to take a break, then you can always mute everybody and play a song.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? If you're interviewing somebody and they need to take a break, they might need to go to the bathroom, they might need to do this, that, and the third or whatever, you can always mute everybody and play a song or whatever. There may come a time when we may upload some commercials, and we'll talk about all of that when that time comes, but right now all we're doing is talking and playing music.
Okay, that works for me.
So, I don't think there's any. I mean, that's basically the studio. That's basically it. If you get anybody that calls and they want to act stupid, beside the numbers, like I said, you got your on air button, which is red. You got your mute button, which is blue, and you got a button beside that third button. That third button hangs up on that caller. Period.
It say that too. Hang up.
Mm-hmm. So if you get somebody calling and they want to act stupid, then and you don't feel like being bothered, you don't want to hear it or whatever, just drop them. Just hang up on them.
Okay.
That's your studio. You control it.
Okay.
And always remember, like I tell everybody, nothing to be nervous about, because people can only hear you. They can't see you.
Yeah. I don't feel too nervous about that, because I did it with Yara for about 3 months, I think. It might have been 3 months. But she did all the – I just called in was the co-host, so she did all the other stuff.
And, of course, as you know, that when the show is over, it'll always give you after a while, it'll give you a link that lets you post the recording, because all of them are recorded. So you already know that. And that's basically it.
Okay. And then
we
have a 10-minute
– Huh?
It showed at the end of the episode.
Yeah, it's off the air. We still talking, but it's off the air. Now, there will come a moment when Law Talk will decide to just cut us off.
That's
and we
funny.
Won't be able to hear each other.
Okay.
We'll do that.
Do we have a tentative start date?
That's up to you.
Well, I know you said we was waiting to start promoting it. Do you already have people for interviews or?
Yes, we do have people for interviews. So I'm getting ready to get in touch with Christy so Christy can put, so Christy can add you to the, you and Christy need to be friends. Her name is Christy McGee. She is the booking manager.
Hold on
and
one second. Is it with
friends.
A C or a K?
It's Christy with a K-R-I-S-T-I McGee, M-C-G-E-E. And I'm gonna let her know you coming. And she will add you to the group chat, and she's the one that does most of the booking. So yeah,
okay.
I mean we already got people lined up. So that's not, and you just, I mean, you can do a range from authors to musicians to poets. I mean, we got all kind of people that want interviews.
Awesome. Well, if you already got that taken care of.
and you need a Gmail account just for your show.
Okay, I'll get that made and then send that to you.
Okay, you need a Gmail account just for your show, and when you get ready to do any kind of interview, with author interviews, you don't have to try to read a book because 9 times out of 10, you won't have time to read a whole book. But make sure that they give you a decent synopsis, a decent author bio, and make sure that they send you the book cover.
Okay, because I can't load those on, right?
Mm-hmm. And you know how to do event pages, right?
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you can do an event page for your shows if you want to. And that's another good way to advertise and to promote the show.
Okay.
And then you can put all the office information on the event page, and you can put all your links and everything for the show and all of that on the event page, and you can go from there. But we'll get into all of that whenever you decide that you're ready to do your first show.
So just
get that Gmail set up. Make friends with Christy. I'm gonna let her know. I'm getting ready to hit her up now. Let her know you coming. And
I sent her a request
after
you told me how to spell it.
Okay.
I think I sent it to the right one. She got her background is black and it says "Don't give up."
Don't give up. That's her.
Okay, I got her. I sent it.
Okay.
And as soon as I remember how to navigate through Gmail on my computer, I'll make that up. Because, you know, I use everything for my cell phone. So as soon as I can log out of my regular email, I'll be sending you. I thought I just did. Okay, there we go. I'll be sending you the email address.
Okay, and then I'll put the email address on your flyer, and you can use your flyer to we can use your flyer to promote whenever you get ready to do your first show. We can start promoting it and that type of thing. Let Christy know when you talk to her. Let Christy know what kind of interview you would like to do at first. Because you are so familiar with authors, you might feel comfortable doing your first interview with an author.
Yeah, I am
you
no prospective person. I love talking in general. I work at a call center, so I just love talking to people.
Okay, well, then, you know, that's fine. But that's definitely what we need. We need somebody that loves to talk and somebody that loves to interview people and get to know different people from different walks of life and different genres and that type of thing. So, any of you got any questions?
No, ma'am. If I do, I will. Okay, let's see. I guess I got to do one voice. Let's see if I put with D'Shea, if it'll work. Sorry, my brain don't focus to do a... too many things at one time. my focus ain't there. But no, ma'am, I don't have no more questions.
Okay. Well, if you have any questions, just hit me up and let me know. And we'll get you.
All right. Thank you very much, Kim.
And I appreciate it. And I will talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Why do you shake your head?